Hey y'all, welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I am your host, Cannabis Sativa. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and would like to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com.
Shenanigans!
So Sativa here. Hope you guys are having a very good one. I just want to talk about the story. I don't really intend to keep this episode particularly long, but I want to talk about this, and let's get to it. So this is from Mary Jane. It's written by Zach Harris, and it's another casualty of the war on drugs. So instead of an elderly man who might possibly be a parent or a grandparent enjoying what's supposed to be their retirement pretty soon, he's going to be sentenced for 10 years to jail for the crime of growing cannabis to help his medical conditions while hurting absolutely no one. So let's just read this article. Sick and elderly Missouri man sentenced to 10 years in jail for growing weed. Medical marijuana is legal in Missouri, but a 60-year-old diabetic, Steven Sunderland, is feeling the full force of prohibition's last gasp. Lead image via Pixel Bay. A 60-year-old man from Missouri fighting diabetes, seizures, and respiratory issues was sentenced to 10 years in jail earlier this year as a 5-year-old trial finally came to a head. The sentence illustrates the full brunt of America's remaining war on weed. According to a new report from the Riverfront Times, St. Clair, Missouri resident Steven Sunderland was arrested in 2015 after police raided his house and found 100 grams. Whoa, holy shoot. Stop the presses. A man has 100 grams of cannabis. This is a big time Heisenberg. Stop the presses. Bust down the door. Stop this criminal from hurting the entire neighborhood of weed, as well as a basement grow housing 21 plants in various growth stages. Sunderland was arrested and charged with felony cannabis possession. When they showed up on my front porch, I was smoking a bowl and drinking a cup of coffee, Sunderland said. Then an officer grabbed me by the throat, swung me around. I had a steel brace on my leg. Now, after years of court days and delays due to Sunderland's poor health, a jury convicted Sunderland on the felony charges. Jesus Christ, who would do that? Like, why would he should have gotten jury nullification? A jury convicted Sunderland on the felony charges in April of this year, with a local judge deciding on a 10-year sentence in May. As Sunderland begins his decade behind bars, though, his health has deteriorated significantly. This is just cruel and unusual punishment. Sunderland wears an oxygen tank at times in jail, but also needs a separate respiratory mask. Also needs a separate respiratory mask for sleep. Additionally, Sunderland's type 2 diabetes may be complicated by a prison diet, not to mention other potential complications from seizures. But even though Missouri recently legalized marijuana for medical purposes, the program has been marked by delays and a slow regulatory process. Simply put, Sunderland's public defender, Matt Huckleby, wrote in a pre-sentencing motion, the movement of citizens in Missouri is indisputably away from criminal punishment for marijuana. In the end, the judge was not swayed, and Sunderland will now sit in a cell until 2029. Despite a statewide move towards cannabis reform with the passing of a medical marijuana law last year, Missouri law enforcement officers have developed a reputation for draconian cannabis policing. Earlier this year, Missouri cops were chastised after a viral video showing officers searching the hospital room of a cancer patient looking for weed they never found. End of article. And as I said earlier, I really don't want to keep this episode too long. I just think it's a darn shame that this man is already sick and already using an oxygen tank. Instead of just being let go and just, you know, being told to not grow anymore at the very maximum, they have to throw him in jail. Even though this time next year, count it, Missouri is going to be like I've said earlier, Missouri is going to be a medical cannabis powerhouse. New Approach did very, very good work with this initiative. I don't think they're going to get nearly the delays that a lot of other medical states and surrounding Arkansas had, because they put very strict stipulations baked into the initiative to prevent that. And they said that they put in the initiative specific timelines that the lawmakers had to make. You know, they have to issue licenses at this point. They have to they put stipulations like, oh, they have to issue licenses, they have to give patient cards by this time, you know, the dispensaries have to be open by this time, you know. And this was something a lot of states didn't do, and the lawmakers, even in blue states, have a lot of times dragged their feet with implementing medical cannabis reform. Like Maryland, for example, I think legalized it earlier this decade, and they didn't get their dispensaries open for a good 3 to 4 years. So even in blue and purple states, you're seeing this happen. You're seeing lawmakers, despite cannabis being either voted on by the voters or the lawmakers, saying that, hey, there's medical value to this and we got to make this legal. You know, they want to exact revenge, and they hold cannabis in contempt and still believe what Nancy Reagan and Ronald Reagan told them to believe, and Tricky Dick told them to believe, and they want to continue dragging their feet because they themselves don't approve. But I'm hoping that perhaps there's more criminal justice reform, or perhaps even full-blown legalization, and at some point this man gets freed as a result and gets his record expunged. Hopefully they can give him compensation for this cruel and unusual punishment, but I highly doubt that will happen. But we need to do jury nullification for cannabis nationwide. As long as no one is hurting anyone, I don't feel anyone should really go to jail for this. And once this becomes federally legal, all the people, including men like this, need to be freed. Men and women like this need to be freed. So, again, don't want to keep this too long. Hope you guys got a lot out of it. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support and expand our humble little project, there are a few ways you can support us. We plan on doing big and humble little things with our projects, such as getting to trade shows, visiting other MMJ and recreational states, and doing on-field work. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting and equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have $5 and $10 tiers if you're feeling extra generous, and those come with their own benefits too. And if you subscribe to the 10 and above tier, you get some personal time if you're over 21 with Mr. Sativa. So, you know, you can chat with me on Discord, you know, we can have 15-minute one-on-one time. So you get exclusive episodes, you get early releases when you join these tiers. And you can also subscribe and find our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Follow us on socials at on Twitter, for example, at ICSativaPodcast, and on Instagram at IamCannabisSativa. And as always, stay medicated, my friends. Peace.